This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Swinging a soft tapper up third, right at the bag, there's one out. Across, two outs. And the Pirates, who ground into more double plays with runners in scoring position, do so again. No RBI for Bart. They'll get a run, though, there. It's 3-1. Here's a swing and a deep drive out to right. And Horowitz gets into that one. Long home run to right center. Horowitz's first home run as a Pirate. And now it's 4-2. Swinging a ball smack to the gap in left center field. This will bring him in, and it'll bang off the wall. Connor Falefa in easily. Cruz will drift into second base. He'll trade places. It's an RBI double. It's 5-3 Milwaukee. Here's an 0-1. Swinging a ball blasted out to deep center field. Churio back, and he'll play it off the base of the wall. Cruz is in to score. McCutchen will be held at third. RBI double for Reynolds. It's 8-4. 8-5 Milwaukee. And the pitch. Swinging a liner. Caught at second. Terang ends the ball game. And Milwaukee wins game one, 8-5.
Oh my. That's all I have to say is oh my. On a lot of different levels. Oh, limitless wonder. I just said goodbye to Harry Callis. It feels like he's being a little cold toward me, perhaps because he lost his election by 2 votes the other night. And neither my wife or I voted for him.
Oh, so now we go public with that.
Well, I think the morning show just did.
Well, the morning show said Joe Starkey lives in Greentree. And Crowley said, I don't know if he voted for you or not.
No,
basically,
well, neither do I. I don't know if we voted. Let's put it this way. If we had voted for Harry, he'd be in penalty kicks right now.
He would be. They would be going to extra time. They'd be going to a shootout, potentially. It would be overtime shootout.
We would have exhausted our bullpen with Harry right now. Harry, there was nothing against Harry.
Harry was talking about like how they would end up like deciphering who would win the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And they're basically
wasn't like a dog walks around with like little ping pong balls in a bag? Is that what he said?
You would
seriously
pull a ball out of a bag, and
yes,
whoever gets the higher number
right
would move on.
It would be Pittsburgh. It would be Pittsburgh's most famous ping pong ball since Sidney Crosby. That's, if Harry wins that
that's
thing,
that's right. Yes.
Right,
since the Skeens draft lottery.
I'm sorry. I guess maybe subconsciously, I didn't want to lose Harry. If he gains office, does he have to leave the station?
No, I don't think so.
No,
he'd be able to do all the above. I think you need to apologize to Harry.
Why, I have a right to vote for whoever I want or not vote altogether in that particular facet of the election. Maybe we didn't cast a vote. We didn't like any of the candidates. Maybe we like somebody as much as we like Harry. That's none of your business, limits, and how dare you criticize
That's
me.
A fair point, and how dare I insult you for not doing that.
Man, is it hot in here.
Yeah,
what did I say at the beginning?
Harry,
oh, my. Yeah, oh, my.
Harry has a fan that's going on in here that he puts on full blast. There are papers. They're flying
well,
around.
Well, it's freezing
back
in there every day because the
I'm
people next to you control it, and then it's like a sauna in here because Crowley, for some reason, is like, who was the first Penguins mascot? Penguin Pete, I believe.
Yeah, the actual penguin.
Yeah. They killed him accidentally, limits. He wanted to be cold, and they kept keeping him warm, and that killed him. So maybe I'm the penguin, actually.
Yeah, wouldn't they know that the Penguin needs to be in a cold climate?
Yes. Dwayne Rupp, who was on the original Penguins, said that later to me, many decades later. Penguin Pete wanted to be cold. They thought they were doing him a favor by keeping him warm.
What favor would that be?
He looked cold. They wanted him to be warm, and they killed him.
Penguins live in the Arctic.
I know. I know that. Go tell the original owners of the Penguins that.
I will if I ever see them. Poor Penguin. I feel bad for the Penguin on Friday.
I mean, it was many years ago.
I know, but that...
You know what they called the guy who replaced Penguin Pete?
Iceberg.
Repeat.
Did they?
You like that one, Horse?
Yeah, it's very good, Falsey.
They actually did, though. Oh my, on many levels, Limits, this Skeens thing has captivated the baseball nation. And we need to dive into that. There were also some things Don Kelly did that I didn't like. And goodness knows, I never expected to open the show with Kyle Dubas, but here we are. I happen to be talking to a friend of mine, a hockey person in Canada this morning, a couple of them actually. I didn't even know this game was happening, but it happened, and it's resounding around Canada today. Even though it was, quote, only the World Championships, we realize it's not the best of the best. Canada lost to Denmark. Denmark!
Oh, my.
So you may say, who cares about the World Championships? I'll tell you who cares. Canada. Especially when the reverse miracle on ice happens, and they're beaten by Denmark. Who's Denmark's best player, Limits? Hans Christian Andersen?
What has happened here?
So Kyle Dubas is taking a lot of heat today for being basically the architect, if you will, of Team Canada. And here's the thing about Kyle Dubas is I have an open mind with him, but these people who just believe he's going to be the hero of the Penguins, who laud him, who are convinced that his genius will carry the day, what evidence do they have of any of that? This dude walked into the Leafs situation where they were already a 100-point team, 106, I believe, already had most of their young star power in place before he got there, and he failed every year. And he failed his way right up to the Penguins, where he tried to win a cup in year one. Make no mistake about that. You don't bring in Erik Karlsson, Riley Smith, Lars Eller, Achari, Nieto. Sign your goalie to $28 million. Sign a free agent defenseman for $28 million. He thought he was going to sneak in here under the radar and win way more than anybody thought. It all fell to pieces. The dude is 0 for 7, 0 for 8. I don't know how many years he's been a GM. But whatever leads these people in this town to laud this guy over his genius and remain convinced that he's the guy to lead the Penguins to the promised land, I present to you one word, although I'll divide it into two words this morning. Denmark. Go ask somebody in Canada what they think of Kyle Dubas this morning.
Do you think it's a Kyle Dubas thing, or do you think it's
he put
a,
the team together,
no,
Limits?
No, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm trying to say. Do you think it's a Kyle Dubas thing, or do you think that it's a, well, for a lot of people, the Penguins have just found a way to get it right over the last 17, 18 years prior to when Kyle Dubas took over. They were always a team in the playoffs every year, competitive, and for the most part, a team that you thought could relatively compete for the Stanley Cup. So there's just a blind faith to Kyle Dubas.
No. It's nothing to do with the Penguins. No.
Absolutely not. Playing devil's advocate.
There's a group of people in this town who are convinced that Kyle Dubas is the guy and who confer to him a genius that he has never, not once, displayed as an NHL general manager. Period. I don't want to talk hockey anymore. Denmark over Canada.
Denmark.
Pretty bad. Over Canada. That's all I have to say to top the show. Meanwhile, what made bigger worldwide news last night, Limits, and I believe even in Denmark, people were huddled around their radios listening to 93.7 The Fan right here in Greentree. Across Europe, across Asia and Africa, everywhere in the world, people were listening to see if the Pirates could avoid making history. My family and I were weeping as Spencer Horwitz came to the plate. The Pirates, they were losing 8-4. but they had a chance to avoid history and really, when you think about it, by extension, make history. They were trying to score five runs for the first time in roughly a month. It was their 27th try in a row. They had failed 26 times, is that right, or 27 in a row?
26 in a row.
26 in a row. Only the 1969 California Angels and like the 19, I don't know, I've heard different things, but it was the Boston
Braves.
Braves, there you go. I think maybe the 18 Braves too, I've heard. It doesn't matter. An entire universe. I'll even go all the way to Pluto and perhaps Uranus, perhaps Mars. People were listening. They were watching. They were riveted as Spencer Horwitz stepped to the plate with a chance to drive in the almighty fifth run.
Here's a 2-2. Horwitz grounds it towards short. The third baseman slides. Durbin throws to first to get an out. The Pirates get their fifth run across. Reynolds to third. Two outs. It's 8-5.
Let's go, Bucks!
That's what Spencer Horwitz was brought here to do. Make sure that this streak ends. Spencer Horwitz, it would not have happened without you.
Joe Block was not nearly excited. I wanted to hear the Calliopes could be heard in the other way, in an excited way. Yes, this.
Greg Brown wasn't that excited on the TV broadcast either.
Well, I guess in the end I understand why they weren't, but still, let's hear that call again because, I mean, this is baseball history. Not really being made, but being avoided. So, in a sense, being made.
Here's a 2-2. Horwitz grounds it towards short. The third baseman slides. Durbin throws to first to get an out. The Pirates get their fifth run across. Reynolds to third. Two outs. It's 8-5.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Let's go, Limits.
Beat them, Bucks. And they lost by three runs.
Oh, my God. We were. I'll tell you, I was riveted to that at bat. Were you?
Yes, honestly, yes, I was. I was hoping that they would make history. And then when they had second and third and like nobody out, I was like, oh boy, they're not gonna win this game, but they're gonna find a way to score five runs. And the reason why I wanted them to make history is that it further emphasizes the lack of effort or the lack of success that they've had of putting competent offensive pieces on the field for Paul Skeens.
Well, what do you think happens if they set the record? Do they come roaring out of the dugout if they lose 8-4?
Do we throw a parade for them like the 0-16 Browns?
Is it like when they got the number one pick a couple of years ago and they all celebrated, including Shelty? Does Shelty come back for a champagne celebration in the clubhouse?
Ooh, is he popping the cork?
If they only score four? Oh, my goodness. That was amazing. I love those rain delay games. I always feel like when they come back from a couple of hours like that, that something dramatic is going to happen. And in a weird kind of way, it did. Other observations from the game, Limits. And off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. We have all kinds of treats. So many, I've forgotten what they are. Donnie Football coming in at noon. Ray Fittipaldo on the verge of OTAs. When did they officially begin Limits OTAs? Could you look that up for me, please? I've forgotten if I ever knew.
May 27th.
Ah.
That is next week. That is next Tuesday.
Well, Ray had a preview story on that, but I came here today to talk Pirates and Skeens. First Pirates from last night. There's a dilemma here, okay? Henry Davis needs to play. I'm sorry. The dude just had the best game, maybe second best game. I suppose the best game will always be two home runs off Ohtani. Even though Ohtani was about to go on the injured list and never pitch again, maybe. But two home runs off Ohtani was his number one game. The other night, he had the second best game probably of his whole career. What are we doing here? Come on, Don Kelly. Get him back in the lineup the next day. Try to capitalize on that. This dude was the number one overall pick. You got to give him a chance to play. And that puts the sort of spotlight back on the dilemma that you have with McCutchen. You have a DH that basically doesn't play the field. I know they've tried him out there a couple times, but in the end, you know, that's probably diminishing returns and a fast track to an injury and everything else. But I'm sorry, Henry Davis, by hook or by crook, had to play. And if that meant McCutchen playing the outfield and Tommy Pham not, then that needed to happen. So I don't know if this is Kelly's choice. It's probably above him. I don't know if he's getting lineups fed to him by analytics people or advice from Charrington. which anytime you get advice from your boss, if my boss walks down the hallway right now and says, I want you to talk about pickleball in the next segment, guess what our topic will be?
Pickleball.
Or if he says, no, not I want you to, but you know what? It might be a good idea to talk about pickleball at some point, maybe in the next segment. I'm probably talking pickleball. So I don't know how much advice or orders that Don Kelly gets, but can we please end the Tommy Pham charade here, please? Is the idea to hopefully get him on a hot streak in June so you can trade him for a prospect that never turns out? Just stop and get young guys in the lineup. Stop doing that, please. And I don't know what that means with McCutchen, if he has to play the field. I don't know. I'm even willing to put Henry Davis back in right field for a day. Put Brian Reynolds in left, but limits, that really bothered me, and it looked like it bothered a lot of people. Henry Davis has to play, and it's an uncomfortable situation with McCutchen at DH because McCutchen has been pretty productive. He's got like a .357 on-base percentage, but they're 30 million games under .500. You got to play Henry Davis. You got to let him keep playing. Would you agree?
1,000%. It bothered me too. This season, Joe, is no longer about winning. As unfortunate that is to say, on May 23rd.
So why is Tommy Pham out there?
Exactly. Well, because, again, they paid him $4-plus million, and they don't want the perception of, oh, we cut Tommy Pham after
I don't
not
understand
even two
that.
Months.
I don't understand
because
that.
It's unattractive to free agents.
Perception to who?
To potential free agents in the next year.
So you tell the next free agent, come on, limits.
That's what we were told about Rowdy
Tellez.
He's not
even a free agent. They spent a quarter on him.
That's what Kevin Gorman said
really?
To me.
Oh, really? So
not giving
Rowdy Tellez his bonus at the end of the year?
No.
It helps attract other free agents? That whole thing is crap. If you pay the next free agent money, what do you think he's going to do in his negotiations? His agent is going to say, hey, you know what? We're thinking about this three-year, $36 million offer, but man, the fact that you guys cut Tommy Pham a couple years ago, that really bothers my guy.
They're not even doing that.
Get out of here with this.
They haven't even offered. Maybe they offered. They haven't signed anybody to a multi-year deal since Ivan Nova.
That's beside the point.
The most insane stat of all in the Charrington administration has to be the fact that he has not signed one multi-year free agent in his entire six-year tenure.
There is no sane rationale for running Tommy Pham onto the baseball field anymore. And it's too late if he does get hot. I don't care about trading him. I hate to sound callous. Get him out of here. He's hitting .187 with no home runs. So stop trotting him out there. Ben Charrington or Don Kelly. Stop it. And then Adam Frazier's a problem too. The ball go right under him yesterday. They might have won the game if not for that. What's he hitting, .223? Can't get a bunt down when he needs to?
McCutchen played some left field in New York, too. So he's been able to bounce around between left and right.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that. But if need be, then I'm definitely, you know, Joey Bart should have DH'd last night.
Yes.
He had a great month.
He's one of their best
hitters.
He's
having a great month.
He should also try out at first base a little bit.
A little more power. You need to get him in the lineup somehow. But Henry Davis has to play after a night like that.
He does.
And Tommy Pham has to not play. And Adam Frazier has to not play. And I'm getting to the point where Key Brian Hayes needs to not be here. Come on. What are we doing? Are they waiting for a hot stretch with him? If somebody wants a great defender, and who knows, maybe he goes somewhere with a fresh start and he'll hit, then trade him for anything, okay? Bring up Peggy to play third base. Then you can have Peggy, Tree, Ozzie, and Key. What was the names of those guys?
It was Izzy, not Ozzie out there from Charrington.
Izzy.
Z, Peggy, Tree.
Z, forgot about.
Z, Peggy,
well, you
Tree.
Get, there you go. Yeah,
Z, Peggy, Tree.
Who's Z again?
Chang, the shortstop.
Yeah, have him come up, play shortstop, put IKF at third, and then you'll have Gonzalez eventually at second, but in between that, you could have Tree. You can have Tree anywhere.
Tree is much bigger of a problem than Hayes right now, and I mean, they're all problems, but no.
Tree is not a guy you're paying any money to.
Well, yeah, and you can't even put him in the lineup. He's hitting .150.
I know. They'll tell you that defensive runs saved are just important. Believe me, I'm not a Tree fan. I'm not a tree hugger, if you will. But I don't want him around either. Believe me, he's a luxury item on a good team. The crux of the matter, limits, is they've got a bunch of vets around here who, with the season over, most of them completely non-productive. If I have to watch Ke'Bryan Hayes top a ball that goes 2 feet again, I'm just going to lose my mind. Look at his at-bats last night. Is the defense worth it with him? And then Frazier, we don't talk about enough.
No.
And then Pham, it's reached the point of just it's an outrage that he ever takes the field.
Yeah, he has no business being there.
But give me the Brian Kelly thing where he slams the table.
Sure.
What are we doing, Ben and Don? There we go.
Talking about
the same things. Let me hear the table slam again. I feel angry this morning about this. See if we can time it.
Here again. Talking about the same things.
Why do I have to come on here and talk about Tommy Pham? Can somebody do something? Don Kelly seems like a really smart, good baseball guy. Ben Cherington won a World Series. What are you guys doing? Limits? Do we have to watch Ke'Bryan Hayes top another ball?
Apparently, we're going to watch it for the next 3 or 4 years, considering how long of a contract that he signed for.
And in your number one pick, like if I was going to map out organizational priorities for the rest of this season, I'm not sure that finding out what we have in the guy we drafted first overall a couple years ago, 3 years, whatever it was, wouldn't be in my top 1, 2, or 3. We have to know. And surprisingly, shockingly, I think Bob Walk put this in good perspective yesterday. He's made himself a pretty good major league catcher.
Yeah, he has. Defensively, he's been solid.
But as I've said many times, he's the number one overall pick. So if I have a choice between bat or glove as a catcher, or bat or glove in general, he can leave his glove at the hotel.
Well,
I need a number one overall pick bat. I need to find out if he can play.
The
guy has his best day of his career other than the Ohtani day, and he watches in a jacket. It might as well be a straight jacket for me at this point.
It'd be a suit jacket for him. The fact that he...
Why was Crowley in a suit jacket today?
I was wondering that.
Did you ask him? He looked like Kyle Dubas today. He had the spectacles and the blue jacket.
I asked him. He didn't answer. Callis also had a suit jacket.
Can somebody tell me... Do you have Don Kelly's number? Just text him. Say, are you being forced to play Tommy Pham? Just put anybody else at. Is there any accountability?
I think there's maybe a little bit more. Shelton, it seems like everybody was a pushover. But Donnie Kelly, maybe a little bit more accountability.
Give me one example of where there's been accountability.
He benched Tommy Pham after he dropped that ball like a week or so ago. And just had awful at bats.
Tommy,
he's back in the lineup again.
By the way, Bob Nutting should have told them to get rid of Tommy Pham after the incident with the fan.
Yeah. That was embarrassing.
It's ridiculous.
Beyond belief for
them. What are you doing? For the price of $4 million?
Yeah. Yeah, Rowdy never did that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Perspective to him.
Gerrit Cole makes $4 million during his pregame pee. I mean, what are we doing here? It's $4 million. It's nothing.
I do agree with you on the Davis point, though. He has to play 5 out of 7 games. He just has to. Whether it's catching, he DHs for a game.
Yeah, especially after the second best day of his entire career.
Yes, and that's one thing that they've done before. Like,
well, no, here's the thing, Limits.
Run. Oh, let's put him back on the bench.
Here's the thing. Things have come home to roost with what was always going to be an uncomfortable situation with McCutchen. You have a beloved player for good reason and a guy who's pretty productive still, but who really doesn't play the field and isn't going to play the field on any kind of regular basis. And so you're tempted to play him because he's productive and beloved. He's not a star anymore by any means. He's probably a 7 hitter on a good team, but you're sitting. It's become him or Davis at DH on days like yesterday. If you're going to play Pham, right? What are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at McCutchen's numbers. I mean, his on base is still at 357.
Yeah, I know.
He's still a productive player for them. On base wise,
I just
him
said
and O'Neill
that.
Cruz have the exact same on base
I know.
Percentage.
So what do you do on a day like yesterday? You give me your lineup for yesterday. Because the way I see it, if Hank Davis is a catcher and a catcher only, and if McCutchen is mostly a DH only, and Joey Bart has to play because of his bat, you have a problem, an uncomfortable one.
In positionally, in no particular order, Cruz would play center for me.
Yeah.
Reynolds would go back to left. McCutchen would play right.
How often? How often can McCutchen play right field?
Once or twice a week.
All right.
Joey Bart would be the catcher. Mm-hmm. Or I would probably DH Joey Bart in this situation, and I would have Davis catch.
Me
because
too.
Davis had become
me too.
Davis
limits.
Might have surpassed Joey Bart in terms of defensive ability. And they drafted Henry Davis for his bat and said, well, his defense is going to need a lot of work.
And you know,
the fact that his defense is there and his bat is not clicking is another infuriating thing about their development staff.
I know. Again, one is to me at least a trillion times more important than the other. And that goes for Key Brian Hayes too. And Tree, not to mention Tree. Although again, you could afford the luxury of an all field utility man if you actually had hitters. You don't. So, hold on a second. I was looking up somebody else the other day.
Big Tree having a great year so far. 141 average. I gave him a little bit more credit than he was supposed to. 150, I said.
I apologize for Joey Bart. I misread his stats. He had a phenomenal April. Hit 310 with an 877 OPS. He's only hitting 213 this month with a 550 OPS and 0 home runs. So, Henry Davis should have played catcher last night. Maybe it's time to give Bart a little bit of a rest and have Davis play.
Well, we know he will play tonight because Skeens is on the mound, and he's basically become Paul Skeens' personal catcher.
I know.
Like
but the
money
more I think,
last year.
The more I think about it, Hank Davis should have played catcher last night. I don't really care where he played. He needed to play. And it's borderline criminal that the kid didn't play after having one of the best games of his career. We agree on that, yes?
100%, yes.
One other little item from yesterday.
Please.
And moving forward, I'm a fan of Spencer Horwitz.
I'm starting to become one, too.
I like the swing. I like the demeanor.
I like the swagger.
I was just going to say that. I like beating his chest after hitting a homer.
Yeah.
I like this guy. Even when he makes outs, the balls seem to be pretty hard hit. I think he might be pretty good.
So one thing that I think has been lacking for this team a little bit is just when you watch the game, and I put some value on this, not everything, and you just see a guy taking hacks and swinging and their approach at the plate.
Yes.
You can tell people that know what they're doing compared to people like Jared Triolo right now and Ji-Won Bae that need to buy a hit. Spencer Horwitz, when he goes up there, he looks like a guy that can swing it and that knows what he's doing and has a good approach at the plate.
I mean, in this lineup, he looks like some combination of George Brett and Barry Bonds, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it stood out yesterday. Like, oh, my God, that guy has a good – he might be able to hit. So instead of hitting fifth, by the way, he's got to be in your top three to me. I'd bat him second. I might bat him leadoff.
I'd bat him cleanup.
Maybe that, too, limits. And maybe Reynolds starts to hit. You ever going to get Gonzalez back?
So currently they put him on the 60-day IL, 53 days into his IL stint. So he is going to be eligible next week to be able to come off so that he could be back by next weekend.
All right.
And things have gone well in his progression. It wasn't a setback, even though they put him on the 60.
Then that's, he's still an unproven major league hitter, Gonzalez, but I'd like to see him at second base, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no doubt. He was okay last year.
I'm not sure I wouldn't mind seeing Peggy at short then and somebody else at third. I just can't handle the bat anymore with Hayes. I can't watch it anymore.
They're going to trade IKF at the deadline. He's on an expiring contract.
Why not trade Hayes at the deadline?
I mean, you probably could to somebody that's a contending team that wants a defensive player.
Yeah.
But are the Pirates willing to give up on Ke'Bryan Hayes right now? Somebody that they put a lot into.
How much more do you need to see?
I mean, internally.
No, how much more do you need to see?
Up until the deadline.
So if he gets hot before the deadline, you keep him.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, I mean, you're only paying him $7 million. And I know for the Pirates that might be a lot. But in the perspective of baseball, that's not a lot of money.
I know.
And he is a gold glove defensive player. He needs to hit. There is no doubt about that. But if he doesn't get hot by July, then yeah, I would field offers.
All right, Paul Skeens. He's the topic of the week. Ken Rosenthal with a story in The Athletic yesterday. Would the Pirates trade Paul Skeens? A fascinating but unlikely idea for now. Rosenthal goes deep on this issue. Pony brought this up yesterday. This news broke yesterday of a couple stories around baseball, one of which quoted an executive in the league as saying he might bring the biggest return ever limits. The biggest return ever.
Ever.
So, ever. So I ask you, if they got a Nationals-type return, remember Juan Soto? Remember that deal?
Yeah, they got...
They have two All-Stars.
Mackenzie Gore, James Wood. They got a ton of good players in that trade.
Yeah, Abrams and Wood.
Abrams, too. Yeah, very good player.
Abrams may be first.
Yeah.
He was an All-Star last season. So if I told you this, oh, limitless wonder. If I told you you could have two guys in the MVP race, or at least two All-Stars, plus a really, really good young pitcher for Paul Skeens, plus more, what would you say?
The caveat is the last thing you said, plus more.
Really? So
yes.
If I just gave you two All-Star position players and a really good pitcher, that's not enough?
Not enough. Not enough. With 4 years of Paul Skeens
right.
And the fact that he could go down as one of the greatest pitchers of all time, and I don't think you would get proper value for him. Right? I don't think you can get proper value for what Skeens is going to be able to bring for the next
you
4 years.
You can't get proper. He doesn't bring you. If you're not making the playoffs, whatever he brings you is severely diminished because the real value for a great team in Paul Skeens is when you get to a 7-game series.
Right, but he's still a significant asset that you have.
What's their record when he pitches?
It's under 500.
Way under 500.
He's, 3-5 this year?
I don't know. I've completely changed depending on the return here. Just completely changed. Wood and Abrams, according to this story, are both in the top 15 in OPS in the majors alongside Aaron Judge, Otani, and Freddie Freeman. Okay? Abrams is a shortstop, which is a premium position. James Wood, we got to look at him earlier this season, a 6'7 slugger who looks like he's going to be a star. Okay? And then a really good pitcher also. Plus, they got more in that deal, limits. So I know you can't guarantee that in the return. That's part of why I would be still hesitant is because the guy making the trade would be Ben Cherington. His best thinking had their big acquisition at the deadline last year is Brian De La Cruz, until they realize 3 weeks later that he can't play baseball, and they cut him. So he doesn't exactly have a great track record, although Horwitz could make him look good. The Pirates could make Charrington look better over these next few months, couldn't they, Limits?
They could. I mean, they really could. And like if Termar Johnson ends up coming up maybe at the end of this year or wherever it's going to be, and if the same thing happens with Connor Griffin in a year or so, they could make Charrington look better. That was kind of the thing that I was trying to argue a couple weeks ago when we discussed this a little bit. But you have here's the thing about that Soto deal for me. So they have 6 years of control with Skeens altogether. Like, let's say they don't trade him at all, hypothetically. They would have 6 years because they lost the 1 year because of him winning Rookie of the Year. Soto, when he was traded, had 2 years left on his deal. If you hypothetically traded Skeens at the deadline now or at the end of the year, that's 4 years of Skeens compared to 2 years of Soto.
Oh, really? 4 years of Skeens because they traded Cole with 2 years left on his deal?
Like, again, like what I'm trying to say is whoever would acquire him
would give you
would have 4 years.
Would
so you
give
should
you
get
more
than
yes.
the Soto deal. That's what I'm trying to say. So first of all,
it might be the greatest return. You're not going to get more in terms of value.
How do you know that?
You're going to get more than two all-star position players and a really good pitcher in your rotation?
You would think that the team would demand more. You also don't know who's going to play out.
Five all-stars? So five of our eight players on the field can be all-star position players?
You don't know if they're going to be all-stars when you acquire them?
Exactly. But I'm telling you, if they bring back for Skeens two guys who are all-star position players, one of whom, actually either of them, to me looks like a potential MVP candidate someday, plus a kid in Gore, I don't care about his record. He is, what, a 3.6 ERA and 84 strikeouts in 56 innings.
Yeah, he's good.
This kid's looking. If you tell me I can have that, I make the deal for Skeens in a second.
I want more. I want one more. Because we knew going into that trade, those were three top 15, top 20 prospects.
I'm giving you the results. So if I told you today, if the Pirates trade Skeens for two all-star position players, either of whom could be a National League MVP and an outstanding pitcher, you're saying no.
When you put it that way, it makes it a lot more difficult. But I still, at this point, would say no. We're talking about a guy that just had a baseball card go for over $1 million at auction as well. Like, there is a lore around this guy.
I know. But I've got two guys who then would play every day, plus a guy who would be maybe a two-starter, maybe even a one-starter with Bubba Chandler, plus Limits.
Stars.
You've got this guy for how many more years? Two? Maybe?
Yeah, before you trade him with 2 years remaining.
Maybe three with 1 year. Certainly not more than three. To me, the latest they would deal Skeens is with 1 year left
one
on
year
his
left.
Deal.
Right.
But the point is that this is a huge story that you have people of some repute or at least some standing in the league saying it might bring the biggest return ever in baseball history. And we have an example of the Juan Soto trade right in front of our eyes that if I told you out there listening, Paul Skeens could get you two all-star young players like who would almost become immediate all-stars. With Wood and Abrams. They're both really, really good right now already. And a pitcher with just blowaway stuff. 84 strikeouts, and he's just struck out 13 Phillies this season. Would you trade him? I'm a definitive yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ken Rosenthal, along with Jeff Passan, two most well-known, influential media, national media people in baseball. Am I right about
probably
that? Verducci, maybe? Buster Olney? I guess Buster Olney you have to include.
Yeah, I'd say that Rosenthal and Passan, though, are the top two.
Thank you, Limits, for confirming my initial belief.
You're welcome.
Man, am I strung out today. I had a keg of coffee, and Oakmont Bakery brings in, like, they're incredible.
So good. I always get a donut. Maybe two.
I always get five. Yeah.
Oh.
They have these little red donuts with icing, Limits. Have you had one of them?
No, I typically, if I don't get a donut, will go for one of the blueberry muffins that are
yeah.
very good.
Oh my goodness, are they good. So Rosenthal dives deep into the possibility of trading Skeens. He says things such as, the problem for the Pirates is that their fans do not trust them to do anything even remotely intelligent. Which is quite a line.
Would you like to hear what Rosenthal said?
Yes.
We have two clips from his Foul Territory podcast.
I wouldn't call it nonsense, because the question of whether the Pirates should trade Paul Skeens is a legitimate question. I just don't see how it happens at this juncture. The Pirates just fired their manager. Their general manager, Ben Cherington, might not be back after this year. If you're Bob Nutting, the owner of the team, and you're expecting progress this year, he's on record as saying that, and there's no progress, and it's sixth year of Ben Cherington's tenure, what is the likelihood that he will be retained after this year? I would say probably not good.
That's the other problem that he talks about. But the statements, you know, this is different from his podcast the other day. This is him doing a deep dive on it. And again, that's a heck of a line from Rosenthal. And I quote, the problem for the Pirates is that their fans do not trust them to do anything even remotely intelligent, and likely will be infuriated if the team parts with perhaps the best pitcher in franchise history after a little more than one season. We could argue about that, because I'm not so sure about that. I've sort of changed a little bit on that this week as well. And here's the other line that stood out from Rosenthal's piece. Skeens is a depreciating asset who will never sign with the Pirates long term. I think everybody in baseball is on board with that belief. So in the end, he says, you know, the best bet is Skeens will be a Pirate on August 1st, but he hardly dismisses the conversation. He hardly dismisses it, and he lays out the case for it. And like you, Limits, he wants better than a Washington return. He says Juan Soto brought back a monstrous return from the Padres to the Nationals. Skeens is under club control for 5 pennant races. To justify the move, the Pirates would need to beat the return for Soto, and not by a little. Even if contenders were willing to empty their farm systems for Skeens, they almost certainly would be, he says. How many would even have enough talent to make a deal happen? Well, Ken and others, it only takes one. The Red Sox would be mighty interesting, and they're a team that a lot of people talk about with some highly, highly rated prospects. Here's a little dream for you, Limits.
Yes.
And dreams get snuffed very quickly in Pirate country, don't they? We had the dream outfield of Polanco, Marte, and McCutcheon. never materialized. We had the dream rotation of Cole, Tyone, Glasnow, maybe Appel. He never even showed up here. Never happened. We have another dream rotation of Skeens, Chandler, Jared Jones. May never happen. But dreams don't die easily in the Starkey household. Where, by the way, every time Key Brian Hayes comes up to the plate, my wife yells, "Oh my God!" Just like that. Is that heard around households in Western Pennsylvania?
The sound that is heard in the Bechtold household is...
Just a little sigh. They get a couple runners on, finally, and then, you know, nobody knows the order from day to day, especially under Shelty, so you never know who's up next, because you're sort of half paying attention, and then old Key Brian walks up to the plate. Oh, my God! Or Tommy Pham walks up to the plate, and then it is it.
That's me with Triolo or Pham or, you know, half the bottom of the order.
Yeah. Frazier walks to the plate, you know, all we need is a bunt. Pretty much anywhere on the field, like anywhere, except for one tiny little spot back to the pitcher. Well, guess where the ball went, Limits?
Back to the pitcher.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So my dream is still alive for this within the next year and a half. Is it a pipe dream? Yes, it's a pipe dream. Brian Reynolds in right. That's no way to begin a dream, but come on. Brian Reynolds has a consistent track record. He stinks so far this season. But he's going to wind up with 23, 25 homers and 280. You know, Brian Reynolds in right, O'Neill Cruz in center. Player you get for Skeens in left needs to be an all-star. Good old Spencer Horwitz pounding his chest at first base. Termar Johnson, who has started to hit in Altoona, I might remind you, Limits, at second base. The other guy you get for Skeens at third. And Connor Griffin, who becomes the rare, the only Pirate hitting prospect that rockets through the organization. And then you have a rejuvenated Henry Davis and Joe Bart behind the plate. Your pitching staff is led by the likes of Bubba Chandler, currently the number two prospect in all of baseball. Maybe a little Barco here, maybe a little Burrows there, maybe a veteran Mitch Keller here. And the one thing that they've been able to do is bring in veteran pitchers. Maybe even a Harrington here. Maybe the guy they take sixth overall this year or third overall next year cracks your lineup. Do you like that dream, Limits? Do you have the same dream?
I have a similar dream.
What's your dream?
I think that Connor Griffin is going to end up being an outfielder. So I would end up moving Brian Reynolds from the outfield to DH.
Okay.
Brian Reynolds is my
dream.
Very
fair.
DH.
Who's your shortstop in your dream?
Whoever they acquire in the Skeens hypothetical trade.
Okay. An Abrams type player.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would rather have Connor Griffin play in center and move Cruz to a position more like right field.
Very nice.
He would play there. Griffin
Please continue
in center,
your dream.
Griffin in center, Cruz in right, another all-star type of player that they acquire for Skeens in left.
Okay. Not Tommy Pham 2 years from now?
Not Tommy Pham.
To try and justify that big $4 million they spent?
I think Termar Johnson eventually moving to third could be beneficial for them.
Okay.
Because I am a Nick Gonzalez believer.
All right.
At second base.
Horwitz at first?
No. Somebody else that they acquire or who they draft in an upcoming draft.
Holy ostrich follicles.
Yes.
I thought for sure you'd have Horwitz.
And then Joey Barton and Henry Davis, because again, we're dreaming for Henry Davis, would be my catchers.
There you go. And usually teams have, 28 teams usually have somebody surprising as a position player rise through their system, don't they?
Typically.
Yeah.
Who's the last Pirate surprise rise position player?
Boy.
Sawinski was for a year before he fell off the face of the earth. Adam Frazier was a good player for them in the middle rounds that they developed. But again, we're not talking guys that became bona fide stars for 10 years or dependable players.
International signings. You're allowed to do those too.
Zhang Ho Gong for sure.
When he got here was a revelation.
Marte.
Polanco
was.
When they put him in their system, right?
Yeah. Polanco never lived up to expectations.
No, he didn't. I'm saying it was a guy who, I don't remember, honestly, when they signed him, were people saying, oh my God, this is a great international signer, or did he rise through the system pretty quickly?
He was considered a good prospect.
He was considered a great prospect, I know that.
Yeah, but when they signed him, he was considered good, became
I don't
a great
know, the
prospect,
last
top 25 type
surprising
of guy.
Pirate to rise through the system. You got me. You got me there, Limits.
I think Glasnow.
That's why I said 28 teams usually have that.
Glasnow is a fifth round pick.
I'm talking position player.
Yeah.
I don't remember one.
Not many.
We might be missing.
Probably one. Frazier that ended up being an all-star for 1 year for
them. Let's take a call or two before we go to Ray.
Yes, let's do that. Brett in the South Side calls in with a very interesting take, a little bit off the beaten path. But
hello, Brett.
Here's Brett.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I've never been worse, and I appreciate you asking. How are you?
I'm good. I just got my horn shut off on my car because I locked my keys in my trunk in the South Side.
What do you got?
But I digress. I had to laugh about that the other day. All right, so Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel, and it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees, so I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
What part of town?
In the Strip. 100% confirmed. I'm not a flaky dude. I would never call in to tell you something that's not true.
Limits.
Now,
limits. Okay. So again, tell me. You had. Was this a buddy of yours who told you, and who confirmed it?
No. I have a cleaning company. I do restaurants and bars for a lot of 12 different places.
Yeah.
One of which is in the Strip. I saw Aaron Rodgers at 6:15 getting into an SUV by himself. I went and cleaned the location that I cleaned, and I came back and talked to a hotel employee and had it confirmed. It was, in fact, Aaron Rodgers this morning in town. I don't know what that means. I don't mean he's come here to play more games with us or he's signing. It's going to be announced soon or whatever, but he was, in fact, in the Strip District at a hotel this morning.
Limits, what do you make of this? This guy sounds, he sounds very real. He's a Pittsburgh guy through and through.
Yeah,
right?
I think Brett sounds credible.
What high school did you go to, Brett?
Well, I gave you stories about Najee eating pizza on 14th Street. I got a picture with Robert Woods outside of Jack's from last week.
I'm more interested in the high school. Which high school did you go to?
Well, I went to Maplewood in Ohio. And all morning, I'm sitting here for an hour trying to re-roster my Pee Wee team, who's was second in state, to try to make sense of the Pirates.
Well, maybe the guy was trying to get us. I don't know for sure.
He really undermined his case with that last laugh, Limits.
I know. That's why I
sounded
a little
somewhat crazed.
Yeah. I have a crazy inkling that might have been Johnny the Barber.
Yeah, that's
it might have been Johnny the Barber.
Why would Aaron stay in the Strip District? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's not a bad spot.
I didn't say it was a bad spot, but if he's coming into Pittsburgh, I would think downtown. Probably somebody's house, maybe
the Strip District is starting to become more of a booming place.
Okay. All right. Then maybe he is here.
Maybe he's
here.
Did
you believe him? The last laugh, the maniacal laugh undermined everything.
Yeah. The last part, I think I'm starting to doubt that.
Yeah. Although you on social media had an incredible Rodgers lookalike signing at the Pirate game.
Yes.
Right?
Did that guy look like Aaron Rodgers?
Oh my God.
That caught the Spencer Horwitz ball. And then
it was a great call by you to say that.
Our guy Sean in Imperial said, "No, that's actually my buddy John."
That's a great response.
It's actually
response.
My friend John, not Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think there's any chance we get word today on the verge of OTA's limits or no?
Maybe. I think it's possible.
Well, let's ask Ray Fittipaldo next.
Yeah.
That was a very exciting hour, I thought. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. In this show, you know, every Wednesday, Starkey's Card of the Week. Brought to you by the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. Let's ask Ray about his story today, the biggest questions going into OTAs. One of them just jumped off the page to me. And then, of course, we'll replay the Aaron Rodgers sighting call, won't we, for him, Limits, coming up next. Why are your eyes lighting up? I worry when that happens.
No, I was just checking the text line and everything and just trying to...
What are they saying?
See if the text line thinks that they're credible. People are asking, what hotel was it? And some people are saying that that caller about Rodgers can't be correct. There's no hotels in the Strip District.
Well, that's what I was saying. Who stays? Do people stay there? I don't want to shortchange the Strip District.
Well, another caller says that the Westin is on the border of the Strip and downtown. That's true.
Yeah. Volleyball tournaments that my daughter's gone to, teams stay at that. That's very true.
Another texter says, guys, Rodgers was in Texas to record with Joe Rogan on his podcast on Wednesday. It makes total sense for him to be here.
Why would him being in Texas equate to making total sense that he's here?
Meaning that he wasn't in his home in California, so maybe he was off and rolling somewhere else. I don't know.
What was that guy's name?
Brett in the South Side.
Brett on the South Side. If you call back Limits and double down on your story without the maniacal laugh and tell him which hotel it was, I'll put more stock into it. Call him back. Go ahead. Fan weather, cloudy today, a high of Devin Bush 55, but into the low 50s for the Pirate game. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Dr. Raymond Fittipaldo next. Is that phone ringing, Limits, or no?
Not yet.
Yeah, we're not going to get a call, are we?
We don't know yet. We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.